It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network with Jethro and a twist. I don't know. That's how I like my drinks, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy. But, hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And here we are. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Man, first 10 seconds, you're into the booze.
Right. I'm not, actually. But, you know, it just sounded like it. Yeah.
I'm taking your recommendation because I've got to be a little bit fond of those armadillo eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever you call them.
Good for deer camp, baby.
Yeah, and I'm heading up, and that's why we're taping early here,
yeah.
So I can get out of here, get out of this concrete jungle,
right,
and head on up to God's country.
Yeah, well, what kind of car are you taking up there?
So I'm riding with my brother-in-law.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's bringing his trailer, and my mule is his old mule, so he knows how to tow it.
Right, yeah. Yep.
But anyway, I went to Sobey to get some sausage. And I ended up just getting the breakfast sausage because it was in bulk and I didn't have to mess with taking.
Yeah, that is. It takes at least 10 seconds to run a knife pound of kielbasa.
Don't want to waste a good sheep intestine.
Right.
Have
yeah,
to.
Well.
But I also got some hillbilly jerky, a little bit of the turkey and a little bit of the beef.
I know you like that.
And that stuff's good. I love it.
Yeah, well, that's all just supplies for deer camp. That'll last a day or two.
And when I was there, I remembered that he carries Hillhoff milk. And if you look at our Facebook page / The Grillin' Guys, you'll see a video I posted a couple days ago of this dude from Chicago who came through Michigan to test all of our high-end chocolate milk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just quirky dude, really funny. I mean, he's going into all these places, and he was ranting and raving about Hillhoff, and he gave them, like, the top rating. But Sobey carries it partially because Tim's cousin is Will Stradoff's wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's the Sobeys are related to the Hillhoffs, which is funny because I grew up with the Stradoffs, which owns the Hillhoff farm, and one of the reasons I like posting that video because, you know, they're childhood friends, and they're doing great.
Yeah.
The first organic dairy in Michigan, I had them on the show when you were gone once, about 4 or 5 years ago, and their chocolate milk is dangerous. It's
really good. So, and you can't find it everywhere.
No. Yep. But I just thought it was funny. Some YouTuber out of Chicago is ranting and raving about my buddy's dairy.
Sure. Yeah. You know, they're impressive.
So when I was in Sobey's today, I stopped and picked up this new product they've got, and it's a cold coffee.
Oh. It's not chocolate milk.
Made with air cream.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm going to try a little bit right now, and I'll let you know how I like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love coffee.
I thought maybe you refilled the bottle and just were, you know, carrying it around.
I'm a coffee hound.
Yeah, I know that. But here goes nothing, huh? So I too, spent some time at Sobey.
Oh, man.
Good?
Oh.
Yeah, good. I, too, spent some time at Sobey Meats. If we're talking about that here. We are recording on Tuesday. So Friday this week, I have been commissioned to cook 50 pounds of bone-in prime rib.
Mm.
And so we're going to be doing that for a deer camp. Actually, it's just deer season starts Monday, the
15th. That's not like my deer camp.
Yep, I'm pretty sure of it. Not like many you go to. But I'm going to do an all-day deal. I'm going to be part of the camp. I'm going to show up out there at about noon, and we're going to throw on Friday.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Right. You were asking how you... So you're going to smoke them up and throw them right on the grill?
Yep, yep. Got a big old cauldron grill. It's about 4 foot across, big old cast pot.
So you want some nice long-sleeve gloves.
Right.
Because that gets hot after a while.
Yes, it does. And long tong.
Yeah.
But anyway, so easy. Again, what we're going to do is smoke them up to about 120 and then pull them off, set them on a board, let it rest a little bit, and then we're going to cut them off to order. And just run a big long knife down through there and cut, make steaks, and then just, you know, color them up a little bit.
Well,
on
to
the
be
grill.
Safe, I would maybe recommend doing it like Pat at Chase Creek does. He brings them up to 110.
Yeah.
That way you get enough time on the grill to give them some grill marks without going over the
medium
135.
Rare. Yeah, right. Yep. Could do that too. Yep. So thank you. We'll, the last thing I want to do is ruin $400 worth of meat.
Oh, and if you love ribeyes,
right,
and you love them medium rare,
right,
and it comes out medium well.
Yeah, that's
it's
not
like, who cooked this?
Yeah, wait, where'd that grilling guy come from? Yeah. What does he know about, right? No, but
how'd you get that one? Why didn't you get the other one?
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. Well, he was too busy up playing in the woods, but crashing cars, doing all kinds of stuff, man. Just busy guy.
I'm never gonna hear the end of
that. No, I probably it'll be a while. But anyway, at the end of the day, it's gonna be a lot of fun. And we're gonna have meet some new guys and hang out and cook some beef.
This is the place in Shartucky you always go to?
No, actually, this one is just a little bit north of Lowell on Nugent Road and Belding Road, M44 and Nugent.
Well,
up there.
You're just a little deer camp tramp, aren't you?
Well, I'll do anything for a buck.
I didn't say whore.
And I didn't say doe. But anyway, so that should be a lot of fun. But, you know, it's just a little intimidating when you're bringing that much meat and they're relying on you to eat it.
You bringing your wife?
What? Oh, no. No.
Oh, it's a real deer camp.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's kind of a guy's night. I think this guy does this. I've catered for him once before.
Oh.
And he actually bought one of my barbecues at a charity and then called me up and said,
said that he doesn't want
what I was going to bring. Leave your wine at home. Hey, you might as well leave your pulled pork at home, too, and just come with some beans and maybe a corn casserole, and we'll be good. We'll get you the rest. So going to smoke up some salmon, too, for appetizers.
Heard enough
so.
About your beans.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. But anyway, so it's all good. It's all good, but it'll be a long smoke, and it's supposed to be a little chillier on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have to pad my time a little bit and make sure I got a couple extra bags of coal because
I'm so excited.
Those are big pieces of meat. Yeah, it should be. So you're going to bow hunt up there until Monday?
Yes. Yep. We're going to have some snow. The leaves are falling.
Yep.
We have a bunch of maple, beech, and all those leaves are going down. The oaks, we won't worry about them.
Right, but I've got a big old maple tree in my backyard that hasn't even turned colors yet. Let alone the leaves falling.
Well, you're
off.
In the far south.
City of GR, right. A Wyomingite. But anyway, so all good, man. All good.
Hey, I just wanted to let everybody know that we do have on board on our website right now My Pillow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steve Bannon always says that My Pillow.
Yeah.
But it's exciting to have a great sponsor like that. I love the product, and we talked about them, but you're going to hear their commercials, and you're going to see them on our website, and please do your Christmas shopping with an American manufacturer. Say no to Amazon.
Great. Yep, exactly. But, I own their product long before they were sponsors. I got the pillows on my bed, and I got one of those toppers. And I tell you what, it made a huge difference in our bed. Just so much more comfortable.
That's good. You're not sleeping topless anymore.
No, I'm not. There's a topper on there. You got it. That's exactly right. So we need to get him on the show, you know? I mean, that'll be our next. We'll work on that and get him to call us. Yeah, well, he's a busy guy, but, you know, so are we. So we'll make it all work out.
Yeah.
Our paths will cross. What do you want to talk about a camp menu? What are you bringing with you besides jerky? And Scottish eggs.
Well, a lot of chili.
Are you?
I'm doing our traditional chili, and I'm doing a white chili.
Oh.
Because
transport's easy to heat up by the bowl.
That's what I'm thinking. Yep. And we'll go to Chase Creek Smokehouse one night.
Yep.
And maybe the Hawkins Bar one night. Get fish on Friday.
Sure.
Barbecue on Saturday.
Yeah, make sure you wear your hunting clothes when you go to the fish fry. The deer really like that smell.
No, you got to change. Saturday after we hunt, we're heading over to Ted's Cottage on Wolf Lake, and we're going to bring our scent-free shower stuff, and we'll clean up again. So,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where Ted stays, right?
No, he'll sleep in the tent with us.
I wouldn't count on that. Wait till his head hits the pillow before you say that's happening.
No, he's always stayed out there with me. Yeah. It's his camp.
Right, I understand, but that doesn't mean I thought he was
Well, he went and bought a really cool inflatable mattress that comes up about this high.
Yeah.
That'd be a My Pillow product right there.
Yeah, My Deer Hunter. Yeah, hopefully there's no stick poking up through the bottom of the tent.
Well,
it'll be deflated
he
in a
came
hurry.
Up a couple weeks ago with me when I cracked up, and He was trying to stay. He bought one of these cheesy ones online at Amazon,
right.
And it leaked.
Sure.
So he spent the whole night trying to balance in the middle, and he's a big boy.
All right, yeah. Yeah, pretty funny. All right, well, coming up next, it's ladies' all-time favorite. You know, you gotta make them happy before you leave them for deer camp. So we're going to talk about her best meal that you're aware of. Stick with us. We'll be back.